Joined now by Knoxville softball player and a senior, Jaden Striegel, as Panthers 12-6 on the season. Unfortunately, Jaden, as we sit here in the press box after what should have been your game against EBF, didn't get to play it. What is that like, getting up for a game all day, getting out to the ballpark, getting in your uniform, maybe warming up a little bit, and then they say, no, we're not going to play tonight?
Everyone on the team, like, mentally prepares themselves before they come, and it's kind of like even a night ahead thing. Everyone mentally prepares themselves, so when you kind of get canceled like this, it's kind of a bummer because you prepared your whole day for the game at night, and for it to get canceled, you got to kind of keep doing that again, and it's going to suck now that we are going 4 days without a game or anything. So hopefully we can still keep our streak and our positivity and stuff up.
Yeah, you had some momentum going. You know, you had a rough night last Thursday night at Pella Christian. And I talked to you before we went on about, you know, you had a little powwow there at the end of the game. And, you know, I'd said, okay, hopefully that's a turning point. And so far it has because you ripped off three straight wins against three ranked teams. I'm not going to ask you what was said because that's, you know, within the team. But did everybody realize, like, okay, this is, maybe a little bit of a lower point of the season. Let's not have this feeling again.
Everyone had positive talk for each other. They all kind of just boost each other up, whether that was the coaches or the team. Everyone just put in words to support and, like, say things that they knew would help the team in the long run. And just, yeah, a lot of positive words.
And you came back Friday and beat Davis County, then Saturday Norwalk and Collins Maxwell. How good is that to know you've got a team and you and the rest of the team can turn things around like that by just, having a heart-to-heart and say, hey, we all need to do better, moving forward?
I've always known that our team could beat, like, a lot of teams and that we had the power to. It just kind of took everyone to get their confidence back and to have a talk with the team that no one's mad at anyone. If someone makes a mistake, no one actually is mad at them. We just want them to get themselves back up and help the team how they can.
You're part of a very good pitching staff. You, Sierra Heffron, and Ashlyn Finardi. What's that like, knowing that, you know, and an example of Friday is you were kind of sailing away. You know, they got in the game. Yeah, they got back in the game. Ashlyn comes in to finish it off. You still got the win, but you got your, you know, two teammates that could come out and pick you up if need be.
It's given me a lot of confidence this year. I have full trust in both Sierra and Ashlyn. They both are amazing pitchers, and they both bring, like, we all bring something different. So knowing that they come in and they can help me out after, or I can help them out after, it's just a really big confidence booster to know that you have that help if you need it.
I was talking to your brother Caleb, who's on the pitching staff, and what's that like having a big brother as a pitcher or as really the pitching coach and on the coaching staff this year?
I don't think it's as new to me as it is to the other pitchers. He's always kind of been there. Last year he was at every single game I had. So it's not really new for me to see him and have him be helping me while I'm here. But I like it because he's been really cool this year and he's been a really big help for the whole team.
Your senior year, so your last go around. I know you got some good big goals, not only for the team, but for yourself. You know, Fort Dodge is a destination. You went to state in tennis. You're looking to go to state in softball. Maybe the first athlete in Knoxville history to do that double, because Knoxville's never been to state in softball, and you finally got your state tennis. How cool is that to think about, knowing that that little carrot is up in front of you? I knew you still work to do, but you've got that some motivation ahead of you now.
I really would love to do both. I think our team definitely is capable of doing that, and I know everyone on the team wants to be able to go to state, and I know they all will put their, like, best effort in to go, and it's just exciting to know that we have this chance this year and that hopefully everyone on our team can experience the chance of state.
Moving forward, looking ahead to the next couple of times you play, you still got some big games to go. What are you looking forward to most with your teammates and, you know, as the season kind of gets down to, time for preparing for regional action?
I'm just excited for everyone to be able to show off what they're capable of. Our team, every single player that we put out there is amazing. And I know that all of them can just – I just want them all to be able to show off because I know that they all can. And, yeah.
And after your career here ends at Knoxville, your softball career is not over by any means. Headed to Northwest Missouri State. I know you kind of surprised me during the spring when you announced that to me. But what you've already kind of been, I've been talking to you about that too. What's some things you're looking forward to when you get down there? I know you still got your season to go, but becoming a Bearcat is something I know you're looking forward to.
I just want to go down there and I want to help my team like I'm doing for high school. I want to be able to do what I can to get wins and just a new environment. I'm kind of nervous, but I just really want to make friends, play in a new environment. And as long as I'm still playing softball, that's the best that I can get.
What was that recruit process like? Because, I mean, Jayden, this is the NCAA Division II. This is one step below the big time. What was that recruit process like when you met with the coach? They started messaging you, say, hey, what does it take for you to come and wear green and white at Northwest Missouri State?
So I've done travel ball my whole life, basically. I had a lot of coaches help me go to tournaments that were college scout tournaments, just basically built around the scouting process. And that helped me get, noticed and looked at. And then I had teammates that are also going there on my travel team, and they also put in a really good word for me, and she came to one of our games, and she just called me later, and it kind of went from there.
All right, Jayden, best of luck the rest of the season. I look forward to watching you, end your career. It's something special in black and gold, and the other green and white, the green and white that I think you're going to be looking forward to wearing next spring.
Oh yeah, yes.
That's Jayden Striegel, Knoxville softball player on KNIA KRLS.